You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Good afternoon, and once again, welcome to Event Talk, a show for event and meeting planners brought to you by EventInterface.com, an event technology platform to manage and engage attendees. And this is Eric Dye. Today, we are joined by Will Curran, president of Phoenix-based Endless Entertainment, an event production company. His company has assisted in the production of Phoenix Comic-Con, the Fiesta Bowl Block Party, and the Color Run. Will joins us today to talk about the important things event planners need to think about when planning and hiring a production company. He will share best practices and the latest trends in the industry. Will, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Event Talk here on EPN.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric. I'm really excited to share some knowledge and to hopefully enlighten some people and show off some really cool things going on in the AV world.
Sounds great. Certainly looking forward to that as well, and it is our honor to have you with us, especially from your experience. Prior to contacting an AV or production company, for starters, what do event or meeting planners need to think about so they can share and as accurate as possible request for proposal with you or a company?
That is an awesome question, Eric. You know, I think one of the biggest things, and I think this goes on to pretty much all vendors, is that you really have to make sure that you can come ready with your goals for us. I think far too often the AV companies get kind of commoditized. They say, hey, I need this screen, this, that. And then the AV company comes in and performs that, and it's not to the person's liking. Whereas if you start with the goals and you say, hey, this is what I'm really looking to do, the AV company is going to look and figure out what technologies are going to really allow you to execute. For example, if you're really looking to energize your crowd and the audience that you're going to have, you know, maybe doing just a simple black drape with some screens on either side isn't really going to do it. You might want something new. So come ready with your goals. I think that's really, really important. The next thing I think that's really, really important is that know the difference between want and need. AVs obviously were very expensive. They can roll up and, you know, the prices can go really, really quickly. So I think that you need to be able to tell us, okay, this is something that I really need to have versus this is something that I want to have. So that's really, really important. I think also one really small detail that really, really does make a big difference is coming ready with as much about the timing of the event as possible. Far too often, does the load-in kind of get thrown in there, the time where we have to come in and set everything up? Or, you know, oh, hey, we need to be able to do this run-through the day before. Well, it turns out we need to have all the staffing and things like that available. So the more you can have all those details lined out in the front, that allows us to give you a really, really accurate proposal for sure. Just be ready to have a good time, too, with it. You know, the AV, while everyone thinks it's kind of boring, really you do have the opportunity to do some amazing things with your production. So, you know, be ready to have a good time because we want to have a good time with you as well.
That sounds awesome. Just your energy behind that, we're ready to go. What are some of your biggest challenges in dealing with planners around AV, and how can planners overcome those challenges?
That's a great question. Well, one of the biggest challenges that we run into as an AV company, we're an out-of-house provider. So one of the big things that's kind of sweeping the nation is this idea that it's extremely difficult to work with an out-of-house provider versus an in-house provider at a hotel or a convention center or something like that. Well, I think the problem is there's a little bit of a myth behind that. The out-house providers definitely are able to come in and easily put on a show just as easily as an in-house provider for sure. And sometimes they can do it extremely cheaper. So, you know, one big thing is that for planners to understand is that we really are willing and able to take care of your event and really take it to the next level. And the big thing is you have to be conscientious of this idea that in-house companies are there really to make more money than they are to take care of you at first. So, you know, when you're coming in, look at your contract for your venue completely. Make sure there aren't any sort of fees that say, hey, you have to use the in-house AV company, because the last thing you want to do is be locked into one provider. Obviously, we know when doing RFPs and bids, we want to be able to source out to multiple people to see who's going to provide the best quality and the best price. But, you know, a lot of times venues are locking in and making it harder for you to work with an out-of-house provider. So take a look at your contract before you sign it and make sure that all those clauses associated with working with an out-of-house company are removed, because you want the ability to work with whoever you need to work with, not whoever the hotel wants you to work with. I think that's one really, really important thing. I think another thing is really important, too, is to be ready to talk a little bit of tech. I think while we really try, especially at Endless, we try to make a planner's life as easy as possible. You know, make it so it's the last thing you have to worry about, the technology. But really for us to be able to understand the difference between why you need 16x9 screens versus 4x3, aka widescreen versus the old square format, is really important for us to understand, hey, is that really important to you in making sure your presentation looks really, really good? And, you know, I think the last thing that you need to really, really know before kind of coming into it all is that there's definitely a big challenge today with making sure that we provide you the best value possible. Again, the want versus need idea. A lot of times with, companies, it's really easy for us to say, hey, yeah, put on this new fancy technology. But if we align with your goals, we can find out what's going to work with you on the budget that you need it to be along. So, for example, like I said, with the 16x9x4x3 screen, if you find that, hey, your presentations have to look really awesome. Let's say this is a digital marketing conference, and it's about really impressing all the people that are there to want to come back the next year. Well, a lot of times they're going to know the difference between a 16x9 screen and a 4x3 screen. So making sure that we align with your goals and your vision and your values to be able to deliver that amazing visual experience is very, very important, I think, early on.
Great information. Now, at times, an AV company is brought on long after a venue contract is negotiated. As such, what do you need planners to negotiate in a venue contract to ensure you can do your job as well as possible?
That's a really, really great question. I think it's probably the most common question that we get as well. You know, like I was saying, there's a big switch between, you know, being able to always have the AV provider that you want and being able to really cost-effectively do your event as well. And, you know, I think a lot of times clients are coming in and they, you know, the first thing they want to do is lock down that contract and they don't see the fine print that says, hey, there's going to be this XYZ fee for this and, you know, and whatnot. And then you're sitting there with this, you know, humongous AV bill and you're like, I thought my event was quite simple and you almost don't have a choice. So, you know, for you to be able to bring an out-of-house company into it, a hotel and they have that sort of in-house relationship, the first thing you want to look for is any sort of exclusivity clauses. I've seen things as simple as saying you have to use them as the AV provider. I've seen things as complex as if you bring an AV provider in, you have to pay XYZ fee for what we call like babysitting, like, oh, they have to manage you for the load in and load out. You know, there's definitely okay to understand why a lot of times there's fees associated with rigging, like hanging up lights and trusses to the ceiling. That makes sense. There's a big safety issue with there, making sure liability is low. That makes sense. Most out-of-house providers will totally understand it. But just being able to have someone simply there just to watch us is definitely something that you don't want to pay for. And with a minimum of like a 5-hour show call or a 10-hour show call at $50, $60 an hour, sometimes even more than that, that can get really, really expensive for something that you don't really want to pay for. The next thing you want to look out for as well is a clause that says something like, oh, if you do bring an out-of-house AV company, we reserve the right to bid on it, and if we have a lower price, then you have to go with us. This obviously kind of creates a very bad scenario where, let's say you don't want to use an in-house AV company. You don't feel comfortable. You've had a bad experience with them. Or, you know, there's some reason why you don't want to work with the in-house company. If you're forced to use them just because they have the lower price, obviously that doesn't work with your vision and everything that you're looking to have a very smooth event. So that's something you just want to watch out. Those are the big overarching clauses when it comes to it. The next thing you want to look out for is power clauses. For example, charging for electricity at your event. Obviously, the more complex your event gets, the more electricity you're going to need, especially when you start adding things like LECOs and Kobo projectors and projectors and all those different things like that. Power is going to be sucked up really, really quickly. A lot of venues like to sneak in those power clauses really, really easily. You want to make sure that, A, that you don't pay for power if you don't have to. So, you know, whether you say, hey, I'm spending so much on food and beverage, I don't want to pay for power, or, you know, you really, really negotiate those power costs down as low as possible, definitely do that. That's really, really big. A quick, easy way to get out of that, too, is that go to a hotel across the street, like literally across the street, say, hey, I'm looking for blah, 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 I need power for an event, just curious on the cost with it, find out what they're charging. If they're charging way less, use that as leverage on the other venue as well, because you definitely don't want to pay for electricity. It's just really, really hard. The last thing is, like I was saying, is the rigging-related charges. They are very important that you have a very, very safe event, especially with rigging. Things are hanging above people's heads. So you want to make sure that it's extremely, extremely safe. One thing you want to be very, very careful of is that a venue requires that you use their in-house rigging equipment. And before you agree to doing that, make sure you ask for costs associated with it. A lot of times the in-house companies will have actually cheaper pricing than some of the out-of-house companies with the rigging, the riggers and everything like that. If that's the case, you know, an out-of-house company will happily say, hey, you know, if it's lower cost for you, we want to go through you, that's totally fine. That's not a problem at all. Just make sure you ask for the pricing for that stuff beforehand before you commit.
Today we are with Will Curran, president of Phoenix-based Endless Entertainment, an event production company here on Event Talk, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Will, what are some recent trends in audiovisual production?
Oh, gosh, this is where I get to have some fun with it, you know? you know, when it comes to AV, it's an exciting world. Obviously, you guys, we are in such a fast-moving technology time, right? Phones are becoming smaller and faster. I remember when, you know, my cell phone had barely a color screen, right? And now that all these cell phones are so much smaller, right? Well, the same technologies, because everything's getting so much cheaper, are moving straight into AV and events. So utilize a lot of the cool new technologies. We saw a huge recent trend, I think, in the past, you know, 10 years or so, moving from the traditional lights to LEDs, and I think LEDs are kind of here to stay. They've finally been able to make sure that you can have the perfect color you're looking for. But there's even more cool technologies. One of my favorite technologies that is kind of sweeping the world of not only corporate events, but, you know, concerts and everything like that, is this idea of video mapping, or very, very high quality visuals done at your show. So video mapping is this idea that you can take almost any surface, project onto it, and do some cool things. Like, if you've ever seen a video of, you know, they project on the side of a building and they make it look like it crumbled down, or there's balls bouncing out of it, there's really, really so much cool technology you can do, and it's so captivating to audiences. While it is a little expensive right now, though, like I said, costs are going to get driven down as, you know, more easy solutions come together. It's just absolutely mind-blowing at some of these visuals that they're able to create with video mapping and what you're capable to do. So I think that's really, really important. Going back to the mobile world, I guess talking about cell phones, is there's a really, really cool technology that everyone should definitely check out. It's called CrowdMics. It's actually an app that attendees install on their phones, and they actually can use their cell phones as a microphone. You give permission and who can have access to the microphone at what times, but this eliminates the need for having those really, really long Q&A lines, and it really allows everyone to engage straight from the audience level. So definitely check out CrowdMics when you get a chance. Really, really, really awesome technology. You know, when it comes to other really cool technologies, is that every day, it seems like, there's a new style of lighting coming out. So, you know, with this being said, corporate shows are becoming more like rock concerts now with all the cool effects that are available. So, you know, don't be afraid to ask your AV company, you know, what's cool, what's new, what can we do to spice up the visual aspect of this show? Because, you know, it's definitely not as much about someone going up and talking at a podium, having some slides and going through it. That's putting people asleep these days. You got to make it seem very, very epic and climactic at your event. So utilize technology as much as you can to make your event as awesome as possible.
In closing, what are your top three tips for planners to ensure that the production of their event goes off without any issues?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I feel like I could talk for days and days and days on tips, definitely. So if you guys ever want more tips, just let me know. But, you know, the first ones I can think about that really come to mind that's commonly reoccurring is relating to visuals of shows. So even if you're not doing video mapping or anything too crazy, you want to really make sure that you engage your AV company with your presenters. Make sure that you get all of your presenters' presentations well in advance. Have the AV company look at them. Have them check out it out for, you know, making sure it's going to look good on the projectors and everything like that. Far too often is a presentation handed to us on a thumbstick right before the presenter's about to go on, and then we throw it up on the computer, and they're like, why does it look the same way on my computer, right? Well, you know, making sure that you talk to the AV company, because the AV company understands how to make presentations look good. So get those presentations over to the save economy. That's really, really important. Very, very simple thing you can do that can make your event go really, really, really well. The second one I would say is ask or make CAD designs of your all of your AV needs and all of your technical production needs. A lot of times, you know, you get these really complex AV quotes, and one thing I would totally do is ask your AV company to explain every single line item and why they need you need it. That's very, very important. But ask for like a CAD design or a drawing, a mock-up of your event, because you want to be able to understand exactly what you're getting, but also make sure it's all in the right place. Obviously, with AV, it's a lot of staging and drape and, you know, big screens and everything like that. Last thing you want is for you to show up on the day's event and be like, oh, it was supposed to be 5 feet to the right, and your AV company is going, oh, no. You know, so a CAD design totally, you know, avoids that, because you'll be able to have a down-to-the-detail look at what your event's going to look like. And most AV companies are willing to do that. At Endless, we provide to all of our clients when we do the quotes, just to make sure that we're all on the same page. And, you know, I think the last one would have to be that, you know, that you really do want to understand, kind of like what I was saying, I'll make this like 2.5, understand your quote, because a lot of times an AV company will just hand you this big gobbledygook of all these technical terms and say, hey, I expect you to understand it. Well, we'll have them walk you through it. At Endless, we walk all of our clients 100% all the way through our quotes, because we want to make sure that you understand every single line item and why it's important to the event. You know, because last thing you want is for you to get some lower quality equipment, you know, or anything like that, or something that you don't really, oh, I need a lav mic, not a handheld mic, all those things like that. And, you know, to talk about the third tip, you know, I think one of the big things is, again, just to tie it all back to go full circle, is that you definitely want to include your AV company as part of your team. You know, we really want to help bring your event to life and really take your vision to the next level. So when you come into talking about your event, you know, get us involved earlier. Involve us before you pick your venue, because we can help you look at a venue and see what its potential is and what it can become, rather than just what it is right now. And, you know, and involving us really, really early on, making us part of your team, you know, it just makes your life easier too, because when it comes down and you need something, you can trust that they're making the right decisions because they have your vision in mind.
Well, I can certainly vouch that without a good AV company, really AV makes or breaks an event. So I couldn't agree more that you certainly need to be a big part, if not really heading up the team and in the presentation of the event. If you would, before you go, share with our listeners where they can be best in contact with you, as well as get information about Endless Entertainment.
That's a great question. Well, hey, the first thing you can do, is really, really easy to do, is you just Google Endless Entertainment. We'll pop up number one on the search. Definitely come on over to our website. We have an amazing blog. If you just head to endless.com/blog, we post daily articles on, you know, how do you avoid all those things I was talking about? We go into really granular detail on, you know, what is the best AV equipment, what to avoid, what to look for, and everything like that. Head on over there. We have a lot of really great resources. We even have a free production guide that you can actually download that explains all the complicated terms that you might not know, like what's a mover, what's the difference between a half day rate and a day rate, what's the difference between HDMI and VGA, you know, all the things that you don't want to have to worry about. We have a cool guide that shows you how to do all that stuff. So head on over. And, yeah, if you ever need any questions at all, head over to our website, give us a call, shoot me an email, and I'd be definitely glad to help in any sort of way.
Well, certainly can't thank you enough for all the great information, and thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on Event Talk.
Thank you for having me, Eric. I definitely had a great time, and I hope that everyone enjoyed all the information I had to share.
I have no question and no doubt that they did. We've been speaking with Will Curran, president of Phoenix-based Endless Entertainment and Event Production Company. And once again, the website of reference, it's HelloEndless.com. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Event Talk, a show for event and meeting planners, brought to you by EventInterface.com, an event technology platform to manage and engage attendees. And this has been Eric Dye. This episode of Event Talk was brought to you by Event Interface, an event technology platform to manage and engage attendees. With Event Interface, you will plan better, engage more attendees, and generate more revenue for your events. Get started today at EventInterface.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.